You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. The deep state has crossed the Rubicon, of course, with Nick Fuentes being placed on the no-fly list. It has been revealed that now peacefully protesting with the President of the United States is enough to get you banned from travel itself, but that is just the beginning. More revelations today about the misuse of powers by elements of the deep state, including the FBI and others, as well as machinations between the press and the government to cover up misdoings. Quite a few very interesting stories to get to today, but first, I want to go to this video. It's by Greg Reese, and it's called Big Pharma's Rape of All Mankind. Here it is.
It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
People are finding strange fibers inside their masks and in the COVID-19 test swabs. Many people are pointing out the similarities between these fibers and Morgellons disease, a mysterious, unexplained skin condition characterized by small fibers emerging from skin sores. But the fibers we are seeing in the mask and test swabs seem to be different. Many have suggested that they are normal constructive fibers. But upon close examination, they do exhibit strange qualities. In this video, when affected by wind, the fiber behaves exactly how one would expect. But when breathed upon, it reacts differently. It appears to come to life. The fibers look and behave similar to how Theragrippers are described. Inspired by parasitic worms, Theragrippers were created at Johns Hopkins University. Theragrippers are as small as a speck of dust and designed to deliver time-release medication into the host body. They operate like small compressed springs with a temperature-triggered coating that releases the stored energy autonomously at body temperature. Compressed springs with temperature-triggered coating. The mask fiber's reaction to human breath could easily be described as spring-like. And while one is wearing the mask, the fibers would be springing in towards their mouths as they breathe, as if the masks were a delivery system for hidden Theragrippers loaded with drugs ready to be released into the host's bloodstream. The same spring-like fibers can be found in both the masks and the COVID-19 test swabs. Under magnification, the test swab appears to have glass-like fibers. In one experiment, the PCR test swab was rubbed against a piece of raw meat to roughly emulate the living tissue inside our nasal cavity. And several of the glass-like fibers deeply penetrated themselves into the flesh. Is this happening inside of our nasal cavity when we are being tested? Perhaps this is normal. There was a time in the not-so-distant past when this would all sound crazy, but those days are over. Millions of people are proudly volunteering to have their DNA permanently experimented on by Big Pharma. We are living in a new era. DARPA has been developing BCIs, brain-computer interfaces, since the 1960s. And now they are ready to inject our military with a technology that will continuously test their blood.
It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
The overwhelming desire of the powers that be seems to be putting something inside of us, putting an experimental vaccine inside of us, putting the remnants of an aborted child inside of us. How is that any different than rape? And how is it that anyone is actually okay with any of this? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostagard with the salt palmetto and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beets, concentrated beet extract, create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vaso Beats, Prostagard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 28th of April, 2021. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com. Jim Goad will be my guest in the third hour, but let's begin this program as we begin every program with the Daily Dispatch. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 28th of April, 2021. Our top story is one that we actually broke here on the program yesterday, mere minutes after it occurred. An InfoWars American Journal exclusive that has now absolutely dominated the discussion on Twitter. America First founder Nick Fuentes put on a no-fly list. That's right. In a post on Twitter Tuesday, Fuentes said he was in the process of traveling to an event when he was restricted from boarding an aircraft. He was placed on the no-fly list. We'll show you a video later in the program that proves he's on the no-fly list, as many on Twitter are questioning his account for some reason, as if this isn't occurring on a regular basis. It just usually occurs for people that at least were theoretically involved in violence at the Capitol. Nick Fuentes was never even close to the Capitol on January 6th, but that doesn't matter. A lot of people coming to his aid, and this is sort of a litmus test, I find. You have people like Michelle Malkin saying, in America 2021, only illegal aliens, refugees, drug traffickers, human smugglers, pedos, Antifa, and BLM have absolute and total freedom of movement. America First patriots are put on a no-fly list and no Second Amendment red flags list. Paul Joseph Watson says establishment conservatives will slam China's social credit score system and then remain silent when an even more draconian thought crime system is being inflicted upon Americans. Luke Rudowski of We Are Change says people being put on no-fly list because of their political opinions is absolutely insane. Elijah Schaefer says Nick Fuentes, one of the most banned right-wing commentators online, was recently put on a no-fly list. Many who were at or near the Capitol on 1-6 have found themselves on the list and blocked from flying without notice. Some have also been blocked from buying a firearm. Glenn Greenwald also chiming in saying, read the old ACLU on how the no-fly list is one of the worst and most abusive assaults from the war on terror on core civil liberties, no matter who it's aimed at. And Ben Q says, I don't know or particularly care what Nick Fuentes believes. The use of no-fly list for people who have never, at least to my knowledge, advocated violence is deeply concerning and must be opposed by anybody who gives a damn about civil liberties. I could not agree more. Elijah Schaefer actually reached out to the DHS, who oversees the TSA, and they deflected the question, saying it was the FBI who he needed to contact. But this person in the video that we'll show you in the next segment clearly states that the ban is from TSA. So he's reached out directly to the TSA for comment. We'll continue to investigate this matter and notify the ACLU. I wouldn't hold your breath, Elijah. The ACLU is not interested in actual violations of civil liberties these days. Absolutely mind-blowing development. The crossing of the Rubicon. Almost unimaginable. Almost unimaginable that I haven't heard a single elected Republican official comment on this yet. It's been nearly 24 hours now. Tucker Carlson did a piece. We'll show you that video in the next segment as well. But here is a peaceful, outspoken Republican conservative who has been placed on the no-fly list despite never being accused of a crime, never advocating violence, and not even being close to the event, which is presumably the justification for all of this, that is the siege on the Capitol. So, just, again, mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. This is from the article from National File. Following the protest on Capitol Hill on January 6th, of which Fuentes was not an attendee, calls have been made to place everyone who was in the Capitol that day on the no-fly list, including this call from the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Politico reported in March the Department of Homeland Security was looking into expanding the use of the no-fly list, although it's still unclear how Fuentes could legally qualify for such a restriction. Well, the issue there is that word legally. There is nothing legal about what's going on in America today. There's nothing legal about their prescriptions. There's nothing legal about their calling attendees to one of the largest protests in the history of the country, domestic terrorist. There's nothing legal about it. They have the power and they're using it. Legality be damned. Nick Fuentes puts it really perfectly on his own Twitter. He says, make no mistake about it. I'm being persecuted by the combined powers of the United States federal government and its big business cronies. He says, I've committed no crime, yet I'm censored. My bank account is frozen, and now I can't even board a plane, all for having the wrong views. He says it's worth mentioning that while I attended Trump's Ellipse rally in D.C. on January 6th, I did not enter the Capitol. I never even got close to the building. My life is being ruined by the government for peacefully attending a rally and a protest sponsored by the sitting president at the time. So really, you know, let that sink in. If there was ever a time to let something sink in, this is it. A peaceful protest, an outspoken political activist barred from flying by the U.S. government and barred from even having a bank account by private companies. This is absolutely unacceptable. And if people can't recognize the danger inherent in this, then maybe we deserve it. And folks, again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the latest in a long running list of violations of our civil liberties. Here, one was revealed by a secret court. The FBI hunted for domestic terrorists without a warrant. The FBI, without any court order, sifted through the National Security Agency's massive troves of foreign communications for information on American racially motivated violent extremists, a newly declassified order from the Secret Surveillance Court details. And of course, we know that when they say racially motivated violent extremist, what they mean is white people that don't hate themselves. I mean, literally, they're not going after black people who, post things about killing all white people. No, let them be. It's the white people that we have to be worried about. The FBI continues to perform warrantless searches through the NSA's most sensitive databases for routine criminal investigations. But not only for domestic terror, the FISA court recounts government acknowledgement that at least 40 FBI searches through the NSA's warrantlessly collected data involved healthcare fraud, transnational organized crime, violent gangs, and public corruption and bribery. In general, the FBI and related agencies can query the allegedly foreign focused NSA communication databases for information on Americans for designated national security purpose to uncover agents of foreign powers, such as spies or foreign terrorists. Well, but what if the spies and foreign terrorists are, you know, running the FBI? Bit of a crossed line there. Under the relevant surveillance law, the FBI is supposed to return to the FISA court for a warrant to query the troves of non-national security purposes. The court found the Bureau did not. And of course, the Gateway Pundit article about this asks the very pertinent question, why should or why would the FBI follow the law? Again, there is nothing lawful about what's going on. This is lawlessness. This is anarcho-tyranny. This is the people in power can wield that power however they so please, regardless of whether or not it violates. Yeah, see, this is domestic extremist ideologies from the FBI's website. Sovereign citizen extremists abortion extremists, militia extremists, white supremacy extremists, animal rights and environmental extremists, and anarchist extremists. Okay, so 4 out of 6 of those are literally just Americans, right? You just add the word extremist to anything that Republicans want, and suddenly it becomes domestic terror. Truly incredible. FBI analysts ran a search of NSA data in connection with predicated criminal investigations relating to domestic terrorism, and 33 results showed up. So basically the FBI completely ignoring the FISA laws, even though they were warned about this years before. Not one FBI official went to jail for illegally spying on Trump's 2016 campaign and beyond. And one FBI lawyer was just given a slap on the wrist when the Spygate investigation came to the conclusion. And John Durham, the U.S. attorney tasked to investigate the origins of the illegal spy campaign, has all but disappeared into the ether. So why should they follow the law? They have no reason to.
And gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. Of course, Prostagard and VasoBeats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the info war and enrich your life. The cavalry is here. CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America, and they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now 4 of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, VasoBeats, Prostagard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to continue on our daily dispatch here. Just to reiterate, I lost my page here. Just to reiterate about this FBI scandal that is broken yesterday. The FBI is extensively using the NSA's database for routine domestic investigations, despite knowing that the practice is illegal. But that's not all, folks. You may think that this is a violation that we were aware of because since January 6th, the justification falsely applied of domestic terrorism has allowed all sorts of massive overreach and abuses of peaceful protesters that were there in Washington, D.C. that day, including Nick Fuentes, who was put on the no-fly list. But in fact, this violation that the FBI committed against the Constitution to track, quote, far-right extremists happened months before the Capitol riots. The Federal Bureau of Investigation knowingly violated the Constitution to track down potential racially motivated violent extremists, but the FBI didn't conduct its unconstitutional dragnet following the January 6th Capitol riots. It actually started its probe in November in the midst of a contested election. So again, why should the FBI follow the law? Why should they follow the Constitution? They can spy on warrantlessly or with a falsified warrant the president of the United States. Why shouldn't they violate your rights as an American citizen? Nobody was punished. Nobody was held to account. Nothing was done to the people that violated the Constitution the last time. So why shouldn't they take it a step farther? They know nothing's going to happen to them again. So once again, the fault lays at the feet of the people that we've elected into office in Washington, empowered the full force and weight of the House of Representatives and the Congressional Senate, and they have done absolutely nothing to prevent the supposed law enforcers from actually following the Constitution. And so, of course, they, with full access to a panopticon, a complete surveillance system by the NSA, now they're accessing it to find dissidents and to find political agitators, and they'll justify it however they damn well please. They'll call you racially motivated extremists, or perhaps religiously motivated extremists, whatever moniker they need to tack on at the end of the day to justify their egregious overreach is whatever they'll use. Truly incredible. Meanwhile, let's take a look at how the press treats the Democrats. USA Today allowed Stacey Abrams to edit a column on Georgia boycotts that made her look bad. So USA Today appeared to bizarrely allow retroactive edits of an op-ed written by prominent Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams in an effort to water down her previous justification for boycotts after the MLB moved its All-Star game from Atlanta. In a piece published on March 31st, just days before the MLB announced it was relocating its game due to the backlash of Georgia's election reform bill that was signed into law, Abrams seemed to defend the national response to what she called the racist, classist legislation. And she basically very strongly urged everybody to boycott Georgians. And then when this was proved to be politically disadvantageous, she revised it, saying, instead of boycotts, I strongly urge other events and productions to do business in Georgia and speak out against our law and similar proposals. So just a simple rewriting of history and a burying of their true intentions at the behest of the Democrats and with the collusion of the mainstream media. Here's another very strange story. Reporter resigns from New York Post over Harris book story. A reporter for the New York Post, whose byline appeared on a story suggesting that copies of a book by Vice President Harris was given to children who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border, has resigned. Laura Italiano announced on Twitter that she turned in her resignation on Tuesday. She claimed she unsuccessfully tried to push back against the story and called it her breaking point. She says the Kamala Harris story, an incorrect story I was ordered to write and which I failed to push back hard enough against, was my breaking point. It's been a privilege to cover the blah, blah, blah. So it's weird. They're claiming that this story about Kamala Harris's book being given to children was false, which is strange because when the White House press secretary was asked about this, she did not dispute it. She just said, actually, I hear it's a pretty good book. So who knows what the reality is. Maybe our media will do some investigations and get to the truth and expose wrongdoings. I'm kidding. It's America. They'll do whatever they need to in whatever schemey way they desire to cover up wrongdoings. They'll even let Democrats like Stacey Abrams rewrite their op-ed when it's discovered that what she actually believes is unpopular and needs to be covered up with what they want people to think she believes. Judicial Watch has come out with a massive revelation yesterday. Documents show California state officials coordinated with big tech to censor Americans' election posts. That's right. Judicial Watch announced today that it received 540 pages and a supplemental 4 pages of documents from the Office of Secretary of State of California, revealing how state officials pressured social media companies, including Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube, to censor posts about the 2020 election. Included in these documents were misinformation briefing emails that were compiled by communications firm SKDK that list Biden for president as their top client of 2020. The documents show how the state agency successfully pressured YouTube to censor a Judicial Watch video concerning the vote by mail and a Judicial Watch lawsuit settlement about the California voter roll cleanup. So are you starting to get the picture, ladies and gentlemen, of the situation that we're in? The press, the media is simply spokespeople for the Democratic Party. The big tech censorship algorithmic panopticon is being turned against the enemies of the Democratic Party, who explicitly give them lists of people and stories to take off of those sites. And if you want to perhaps hold a protest against big tech censorship, like the one that is taking place in Florida, well, you may find yourself on the no-fly list. You may find yourself surveilled by the FBI illegally accessing the NSA databases. Every single one of these organs of the state are being turned against the American people and American citizens who have committed no crime, have no recourse, and have no representation in their government. And there's nothing being done about this because despite the fact that they're blatantly violating the words, the letter of the Constitution and the intent of the Constitution flagrantly, and nothing is being done about it. Nothing is being pushed back against. So this just continues to snowball out of control as we find our entire country dominated by hostile actors using our using every lever they can to destroy every freedom we enjoy. Biden is going to give a speech today before Congress, but it's not called the State of the Union. Typically is. The tradition of a president addressing Congress is set forth in the Constitution, which designates that the president shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend their consideration such measures to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. But Mr. Biden's speech will not be designated as a State of the Union address. In fact, the previous 6 presidents did not call their first message before a joint session of Congress the State of the Union, according to the Congressional Research Office. These speeches, given in the first few months of a new presidency, typically occur after the inaugural address. As a result, every president since Ronald Reagan has chosen to call their first speech before the joint session of Congress, something other than the State of the Union address. We'll get more into this. We're stretching into the third segment of Daily Dispatch, but still many more stories to go, folks.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in 4 different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit, what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best durable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Watching the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to this extended edition of the Daily Dispatch, brought to you by Bod Ease, now available for 50% off on the InfoWars store. This is one of our most popular and powerful supplements that people are constantly asking about, because it's almost always out of stock, because people buy this up like it's hotcakes, and we can't keep it on the shelves. Well, it's back on the shelves, it's back in stock, and it's now 50% off. That's Bod Ease at InfoWarsStore.com. Back to this story about the not State of the Union, the address that Biden will be giving to a joint session of Congress. Well, a designated survivor will not be chosen for President Biden's joint address to Congress on Wednesday, and several cabinet members will not attend the speech in person amid the ongoing pandemic. Usually, presidents designate a high-ranking official to stay in a secure location as they deliver their annual address to lawmakers in case of a catastrophe at the Capitol that kills the president and the cabinet officials in attendance. Yeah, some sort of massive disaster could wipe out the entire federal government. Wouldn't that be awful? What would we do without our federal government? Who would take our money and send it to Guatemala and Israel? Who would send our children to die in deserts on the other side of the world? Who would tell our children that they're racist? What would we do without them? My God, one can only imagine. During this address, Biden is going to urge Congress to pass anti-gun violence legislation. He's going to pressure lawmakers to confront gun violence. Don't focus on the waves of crime that are occurring. Don't focus on the fact that they correspond in direct proportion to the defund the police movement. Don't talk about where these are being these crimes are being committed, who's committing them, or why. Just focus on the guns. Get guns out of Americans' hands. That will solve the problem, I'm sure. That's not the only thing he's going to pitch. As AP News reports, Biden to pitch sweeping family plan in speech to Congress. Marking his first 100 days in office, President Joe Biden will use his first joint address to Congress to pitch a $1.8 trillion investment in children, families, and education that would fundamentally transform the role of government plays in American life. Biden will make his case Wednesday night for a pared-down gathering of mask-wearing legislators due to coronavirus restrictions and in a U.S. Capitol still surrounded by black fencing after insurrectionists protesting the election occupied the very dais where he will stand. Part two? January 6th, part two? Who's in? I'm in. Just take a note from the Democrats. You think defund the police would have succeeded with one single protest? No. Continued resistance is what is necessary. You know, every time we talk about the border, we mention the astronomical number of people being apprehended by the Border Patrol. Those numbers alone, truly staggering. Hundreds of thousands a month pouring into our country, being apprehended, put into the care of the state, and then shipped off to states thousands of miles from where they illegally cross the border. And we always mention that this is just the people apprehended. These stunning numbers, hundreds of thousands, are just the people who get caught. This across a largely porous and undefended border. So we always say there's probably at least twice this many people actually crossing. Well, NewsWars has the article. It is, in fact, 80% of illegals slipping by border agents in West Texas. Agents stationed in the Big Bend sector estimate that at least 70%, probably 80% of illegal border crossers are slipping by them unabated. Say they're just bum rushing the border. Probably three quarters of them are getting away. Border Patrol agent told Todd Binsman, senior national security fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. So we can only imagine how many people are pouring across the border. The number, the real numbers must be in the millions, and nothing is being done to stop it. Except maybe they're giving them Kamala Harris's book, although we're not even sure if they're doing that. Truly incredible. The CDC has granted their slaves a slight respite, saying fully vaccinated people should wear masks in certain settings and avoid large gatherings. But as this tweet from the president of the United States says, fully vaccinated people can go outdoors without a mask. Congratulations, slaves. You only have to wear a mask while you're inside. You can actually go outside once you have been injected with the experimental serum. You can go outdoors. Tell you what, if you ignore what these scumbags say, you can do whatever the hell you want without a mask. You can go inside. You can go outside. You can have a meal. You can sit in a shed. You can just do whatever the heck you want if you ignore the dictates from unelected bureaucrats. But the Center of Disease Control, they are a merciful God. And they're granting their believers a slight respite here. You can actually go outside and not wear a mask. Congratulations, folks. We're looking into it. We're looking into whether or not you can go outside. Incredible. A former White House advisor has been charged with stealing from a charter school network. This is a former senior advisor in the Obama administration. He was arrested on Tuesday on charges that he stole more than $200,000 from a network of charter schools that he founded, and then he used the money to get lower interest rates on a mortgage for a Manhattan apartment, federal prosecutors said. What? Democrats being corrupt? I've never heard of such a thing. I'm shocked, truly. CNN.com reports, man accused of carrying bear spray used an assault of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick to stay in jail, despite the fact that has now been revealed after a three-month investigation that Brian Sicknick died of a stroke the day after January 6th. Oh, but don't let reality and facts get in the way of your political persecution. Go ahead and keep this innocent man in prison from now until decades from now, because why the hell not? Incredible. A judge decided on Monday in a court hearing that this guy who's accused of attacking Brian Sicknick will stay in jail. The magistrate judge, Michael Alloy of Clarksburg, West Virginia, spoke at length about how the attack on the Capitol was meant to undermine democracy. Yeah, nothing undermines democracy like demanding a free, fair, and secure vote, right? Just totally undermining democracy here. Incredible. And participants like defendant George Tanios brought weapons to the pro-Trump event and stayed to contribute to the violence rather than remain peaceful outside of the police line. They were there supporting a president who would not accept that he was defeated in an election, Alloy said of the crowd. We've created this culture radicalized by hate to refuse to accept the democratic process. So they can completely violate the democratic process, completely commit all sorts of heinous fraud, destroy any investigation into it, and if you attempt to speak up, you are undermining democracy. And your belief means you must stay in prison until they deem you worthy of release. Truly incredible. I was going to cover this story yesterday, but I didn't. It was Twitter bottom feeders target smirking dad for laughing at a dude and for wearing a prom dress. So this young man was wearing a dress to prom, and his dad was laughing at him. He was committing face crime. That's right, 1984 style face crime. How dare you smirk at something inherently funny, a man wearing a dress. You cannot find that funny. I didn't cover it because who really cares, right? It's just like all these annoying weirdos on Twitter got mad at this guy for just like being like, yeah, you look ridiculous. Like, and you do. So, you know, who cares? It's just like, Twitter gets mad. But it's farther than that, because the company who employed him actually fired him. He was the CEO of a company, and the CEO who reportedly criticized a teenage boy for wearing a dress in public has been fired from his Tennessee company. So that's just how it goes in modern America. If you don't like the fact that fraud was evident during the election, you are a domestic terrorist and you should stay in prison. If you protest this completely peacefully and speak your mind, you're not allowed to fly anymore. The FBI will search through NSA databases to find out who you are, track you, and unconstitutionally surveil you, and you'll lose your job if you laugh at a boy in a dress.
With some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostagard with the salt palmetto and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beets, concentrated beet extract, create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. VasoBeats, Prostagard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, usually I try to do the Daily Dispatch in one segment. Occasionally I stretch it to two when it's a particularly heavy news day. I've already gone three, and I'm not done, honestly, because there's still a lot of stories to talk about. And I could do probably an hour or two on every single one of these, and they all require deep research and looking into and consideration about how this will play out and how it reflects on what else is going on in the nation. So I'll try to finish up in this hour, open up the phone lines in the second hour. In the third hour, I will be joined by Jim Goad to talk to him for the entirety of the third hour. But for now, I want to tell you about a few more stories that I'll just briefly mention, get through, and perhaps revisit in the second hour. Whole Foods will soon let customers pay for groceries with a palm scan. Whole Foods is getting into palm reading. And yes, the idea is to separate you from your money as quickly as possible. The upscale grocer said Wednesday that its parent company, Amazon's palm scanning technology for accepting customer payments and checkout lines, will soon debut at a supermarket in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Isn't that cool? Oh, it's so cool, man. Yeah, it's just like you just scan your hand, dude. It's like all they do is just like inject you with like little node in your hand, and then you can buy and sell, bro. It's like, isn't that cool, man? Technology's so awesome. Isn't that super cool? Now, so much of what is going on today, whether it's the attacks on our freedom from the government or attacks on our humanity from technology and corporations, a lot of it is happening at the nationwide level. Thank goodness, at least in some parts of the country, states are fighting back against this. Texas Senate has passed a bill banning hormone therapy and puberty suppressant for trans children. Let me just go ahead and scratch out the word trans there, because they are children. Okay. Texas lawmakers got down to business on Tuesday and passed dozens of bills in the Senate, including a controversial piece of legislation, Senate Bill 646. It makes it child abuse to give trans children drugs or hormones or transition or suppress puberty or have gender-affirming surgery before the age of 18. Let me just go ahead and and rewrite this. We'll scratch out trans children. It's just children. Okay. Or transition. Okay. When they say transition, I'll go ahead and write castrate. Okay. I'll go ahead and write castrate in there. Suppress puberty or have gender-affirming surgery. I'll go ahead and write in dick-removing surgery. There you go. It's a little bit better. Before the age of 18. Okay, let me read this again. Senate Bill 1646 by Senator Charles Perry makes it child abuse to give children drugs or hormones, to castrate or suppress puberty, or to have dick-removing surgery before the age of 18. Gosh, yeah, sounds an awful lot like child abuse to me. Truly incredible. Eight-year-olds having puberty suppressed because they're girls and they like to play with trucks, or, you know, the other way around. It's absolutely abusive. You can just wait till you're 18. What is the harm in this? Gender-affirming surgery. What? Yeah, I shaved off all of my hair in a hair-affirming surgery. It makes no sense. Yeah, their gender is the gender that they are. Trying to change that is not affirming anything. This is just, it's the doublespeak. That is absolutely insane. But there you go. Texas joining several other states and passing laws at a statewide level to prevent the abuse of children by their psychopathic progressive parents. The Idaho State House as well is passing some good legislation, this time banning anti-white critical race theory in schools. Legislation to ban the teaching of Marxist critical race theory in Idaho schools has passed in the State House by a 27-8 vote. Thank goodness. I'm sure this will still go on. I'm sure we'll still have battles down the road. But at least for now, children in Idaho will not be taught that they're evil because of their race. They will not be taught that their history and heritage is something to be ashamed of. And that's a good thing. Up to 144,000 genetically engineered mosquitoes to be released in the Florida Keys. Florida Keys Mosquito Control District, a British biotech company, will begin the first ever U.S. release of genetically engineered mosquitoes this week. Despite scientific concerns and public outcry over the human health and environmental risk, the field's trial phase will release up to 144,000 genetically engineered mosquitoes over the course of the next 12 weeks. The full trial will release up to 1 billion genetically engineered mosquitoes over a two-year period in Monroe County, Florida. The mosquitoes being released in Kudjo Key, Ramrod Key, and Vaca Key. Community residents were not notified which cities or villages would be included until the Friday before their release. Residents were not given advance warning about the exact date the releases were set to occur. Oh, you think you have a say as to whether the government releases genetically modified biting mosquitoes into your neighborhood? You don't have a say in this. You didn't have a say when they want to block out the sun. You don't have a say when they're spreading chemtrails across the sky. You don't have a say when they're putting heavy metals in the vaccines. You don't have a say as to whether you can even get the vaccine. You have to, especially if you want to travel to Europe or attend a ball game. Do you think you have representation in this country anymore? You're a slave. You're a servant. You're a serf. You exist to the annoyance of the people in charge. They want you gone. They want you dead. They say this openly, but now they're helping you by releasing genetically engineered mosquitoes. InfoWars has an article about the backlash to this. Residents of the Florida Keys are apprehensive about the upcoming release of billions of genetically modified mosquitoes, as they probably should be. The theory is that the more the gene-hacked mosquitoes and their descendants reproduce, the fewer biting females mosquitoes there will be in the area. Residents said they are left feeling like guinea pigs in a massive first-of-a-kind experiment. I find this criminal, they say, that we're being bullied into this experiment. One resident reportedly stated at a town hall last March, I find it criminal that we're being subjected to this terrorism by our own Florida Keys Mosquito Control Board. We have everything to risk and nothing to gain, and it's all for Oxitec's bottom line. Oxitec is that company carrying it out. It's a dark moment in history. The EPA must halt this live experiment immediately. It's like, meanwhile, they're just like getting the vaccine. And newspapers are writing articles saying, if you've gotten a genetically engineered vaccine, why won't you eat genetically engineered food? You know, the left or people that were concerned about human health used to be worried about the level of chemicals in foods, in meats and vegetables. Now it's like, don't eat meat, eat this chemical stew that we've genetically engineered to trick your brain into thinking is meat. And they're like, cool, that's awesome. Let me just scan my palm, get my vaccine, eat your bugs, and just go ahead and release the genetically engineered mosquitoes into my neighborhood. Isn't science cool? Don't forget to block out the sun while you're at it. Science! My God. My God, folks. Another Democratic nonprofit has inserted itself into the Maricopa election audit. This George Soros-connected entity is only involved in major Democratic efforts. That's right. There's yet another George Soros-connected crooked nonprofit involved in the attempt to stop the Maricopa County election audit. You know, they just love democracy so much. These people. Yeah, protesting, attending the largest protest in the history of America. That's damaging to the democracy. You must stay in jail. Billionaires pouring billions of dollars into disrupting the ability for the American people to audit their election. Well, that's just good old-fashioned patriotism as far as these dirtbags are concerned. Folks, you have Iran sitting on the UN Council for Women's Rights. You have Bill Clinton speaking at a conference about empowering women. And now, just take it to the heights of hypocrisy and absurdity, Hunter Biden will guest teach a class on fake news at Tulane University this fall. Fake news. He'll teach you exactly how to take a legitimate story with photographic proof and somehow get the entire media establishment to claim that it's fake news, ignore it, and censor it from the internet. Fake news, how to use this phrase to your political benefit. The new class by Hunter Biden. Big League Politics asks, the new low ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt suggests Fox News host Tucker Carlson's rhetoric is causing mass shootings. They are just absolutely desperate to get rid of Tucker Carlson. Gosh, you know, I asked the question, what would we do without the federal government? I mean, what would we do without the ADL? Where would we be without the pervasive influence of the ADL and the SPLC? How would we survive without Jonathan Greenblatt running around to big tech and demanding they censor people that criticize them and demanding that Fox News fire their news hosts for daring to resist the dictates of the ADL? What would we do without the ADL and the federal government? Would we even survive? Could we ever? Maybe we should try.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. more. Of course, Prostagard and Vasobeats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the InfoWar and enrich your life. The cavalry is here.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. Harrison Smith here for InfoWars.com and band.video. Spent the whole first hour going through this daily dispatch as the sheer level of sheer number of amazing stories that have broken in just past 24 hours required such a lengthy diatribe. And again, just looking at it from a bird's eye view, taking it all in at once, it should be abundantly clear the situation that we are in. Peaceful protesters put on the no-fly list. The FBI, months before January 6th, combing through NSA databases in blatant and knowing violation of the Constitution. They were well aware that what they were doing was disallowed by the restrictions to the U.S. government placed on them by the Constitution, yet they ignore them. Why shouldn't they? Are they going to pay for this now? Is there going to be any punishment levied against the FBI for knowingly and blatantly violating the Constitution in order to track down people that the ADL claims are violent domestic extremists? Probably not. Probably not. Maybe if we had a functioning government, that would be the type of thing that they might want to look into. We don't, though. We are an occupied country. That's what I think the thing that we have to realize is we are in an occupied country. And just like every totalitarian country before us, the government is above the law. They can violate any restrictions of the Constitution at will. They can engage in all sorts of corrupt behavior. And just like every totalitarian government before us, they are supported and given cover and even justification by the mainstream media, who serves not to inform the American people about violations of their liberties or inform American people about what they actually desperately need to know about what's going on in the world, but rather serves as a mouthpiece of the neo-feudal intelligence agency-run global order. That's just how it is. And I hope we're all realizing this. I mean, there's no way to check the no-fly list. It's not a public list. And you don't find out, apparently, as Nick Fuentes didn't, until you're actually trying to get on the plane and the TSA blocks you at the check-in counter. So who knows? Who knows if I will be able to travel? Who knows if Alex Jones will be able to travel? Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, after all, there used to be something that I believed. You know, I used to not worry so much about all this stuff because no matter what I said here on InfoWars, I don't believe in violent revolution. I don't believe in attacking innocent people to some form of terrorism. I'm not Black Lives Matter and Antifa, after all. So what do I have to worry about? I get up here, I say my piece, I speak my mind, I tell you the truth about the stories that I read from mainstream news. Why should I worry? I wasn't in January 6th. I wasn't in the Capitol. So why should I worry? Well, Nick Fuentes wasn't in the Capitol. He was in the city of Washington, D.C., but so were a million other patriots. It's enough to get him on the list. So it's not enough anymore to have just not done something wrong. It's not enough anymore to just think things that are of a dissident nature to the government. We are rapidly moving into a world where your submission to the dictates of the overlords must be thorough and enthusiastic. CEO of a company fired because he smirked at a boy wearing a dress. Again, he didn't attack this kid. He didn't do anything. He smirked. He smiled. He said, "You look ridiculous." The kid does look ridiculous. That's a fact. He's an 18-year-old boy wearing a mask and a bright red dress. That's hilarious. Now this guy got fired. Fired from his CEO position. His life work ripped away from him for not enthusiastically supporting the agenda of the overlords.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get Storable Food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buying or super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I'll be taking your calls this hour before we welcome Jim Goad in the third hour. But the second hour, I will be taking your calls and talking a little bit more about some of these stories that I covered in the first hour, expanding on them. If you wanted to give us a call, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call about what you think we should do or where you think we are. Are you as outraged as I am about Nick Fuentes being placed on the no-fly list? What about the fact that the FBI is spying on Americans without a warrant, looking for right-wing domestic extremists, despite being warned it was unconstitutional? What about the media working directly with Democrats to paint them in the best light possible, or big tech working directly with the Democrats to censor information that goes against them? I mean, where does this end? How can people just shrug this off? Do they not understand what's going on here? Do they not get it? Are they not aware that this is happening? Is the media that effective at keeping people blind to what the reality is? It's truly incredible. Let's talk a little bit more about Nick Fuentes, because again, this is just the absolute biggest story, and we'll dispel some rumors about it, and we'll confirm some realities that we're facing. In case you don't know, maybe you're unaware who Nick Fuentes is. Nick Fuentes hosts a show called America First. He's hosted it since, I believe, 2016 or so. He was a big Trump supporter from very early on. I believe he's only 22 years old, which is shocking to me. He's an incredibly young man who has a huge following and helped lead the Stop the Steal events in Washington, D.C., in November and December, and he was there in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, although he, by his own account and by the video evidence, was nowhere near the Capitol. And yet, he's been placed on a no-fly list, a list originally intended to prevent terrorists from getting access to the destructive powers of a jumbo jet, right? That's what it theoretically was supposed to be. Now, I know InfoWars and myself were against the no-fly list from the beginning because of its clear ability to violate civil rights of Americans. It's completely extrajudicial. There is no jury that sits to determine whether or not somebody should be placed on this list. There is no oversight, no judge, no accountability as to who was put on this list or why. It is clearly at the discretion of unnamed shadowy bureaucrats. And they're using this power with abandon. We know that people implicated or associated with January 6th have had trouble boarding planes, whether they're being pulled off the side and thoroughly searched every time they get on a plane, being questioned by the TSA. We've heard these accounts. We've also seen that they were have been placed on the no-fly list. That in and of itself was egregious, but at least you had the thin but still present justification of, well, they were involved in a riot, something like that. Nick Fuentes was not. He was in no way accused of doing this. He hasn't been arrested, nothing like that. But it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter anymore. He thinks the wrong things. He is not supportive of the Great Reset, the New World Order, the global hegemony that is now being lowered upon us, the cage that is boxing us in. So he's no longer on the no-fly list, or he's no longer able to fly. And some people, even people, you know, presumably on the right, were questioning this. They were saying that really it was because Nick Fuentes argued with a flight attendant about a mask. The only problem with that is that argument that they're referring to happened in December, and he's flown several times since then. Even that in and of itself, that's an excuse to get you kicked off of planes, is arguing about the insane strictures of the mask mandates on an enclosed aluminum tube flying through the sky, as if a mask is going to actually help you in that situation. All of these are unprecedented. All of these occurrences are unfounded in science or legality. But still, they said, well, maybe Nick Fuentes shouldn't have threatened people. Well, he never did. He may say things on the show like I do here, that when you hear certain news, you have the immediate reaction of violence. Alex Jones says it on his show, and he gets in trouble as well. People tattle on him. Oh, how dare you feel emotions? How dare you feel angry that your every liberty is being ripped away from you by a bunch of worm-like bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.? How dare you express an opinion or a feeling felt by tens of millions of Americans? Nick Fuentes never said, I'm going to go do something. I'm, you know, I think my followers should go do something. People still post videos of him being like, man, when I heard that, you know, I wasn't mad before, but then it's just like I wanted to do something. And then it cuts off real quick. It's like, oh, okay. So probably right after that, he was like, I'll never do anything, and I'm not saying you should. I'm just telling you how I feel. They cut that off. They use that as justification. Like, being mad at the government means you shouldn't be able to fly anymore. This is outrageous. This is ridiculous. And the most important thing is that our elected representatives must stand up to this. What are we supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And that's actually one of the things they use as evidence against Nick Fuentes, because he's made the exact argument of, if you take away our ability to speak peacefully, what option are we left with? If you take away our ability to vote people into power who can represent our interests, what options do we have? They want us left with one option: total submission. That's the only option they see as valid. Speaking up? Oh, you can't do that. You'll be banned. You'll be kicked off of flights. You'll be banned from having a bank account. You'll be banned from every electronic service. You'll be banned from speaking out against it. So what are you supposed to do? Submit. They want you to submit, despite the falsity and illegitimacy of their claims. So anyway, people try to claim that he wasn't really put on the no-fly list. So Nick Fuentes posted a video that he filmed of them telling Nick Fuentes that he was on the no-fly list. So let's just clear up the rumors right now. Let's make it perfectly, abundantly clear that Nick Fuentes is not being blocked by a private company. He's being blocked by the United States government. So here it is, clip number 6. Video proof that Nick Fuentes is on the no-fly list. Here he is walking up to the Southwest check-in desk.
Say to talk to you down there? You could try talking to say, we're not saying that they're going to give you an answer or they have an answer.
But you pointed down there. Who's down there?
There's probably a guy with the blue shirt.
Oh, just like a security guy?
Yeah, but I'm not sure they'll have an answer for you.
Okay. And there's no way I can get on this plane?
No, you cannot allow. They're not letting you fly with Southwest.
With Southwest,
I'm
but
not sure
maybe
about other airlines.
Delta, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know that was a TSA number. I'm not sure if you're blocked from all, just a no fly list.
Did they give you a reason?
No.
It's a no fly list, you said?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
They just told me that you're not allowed to fly.
Oh.
Okay? That's all they told me.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
So there you go, folks. Video evidence of the event in question. And the check-in person there saying, they told us that you're not allowed to fly with us. And it was the TSA that told them that. Told them this person is not allowed to fly. It wasn't Southwest's decision. It was a dictate from the TSA. This is the face of our current oppression. It's a nameless, faceless, probably minimum wage worker just getting an alert on their screen that says, this person is not allowed to fly. And then, hey, you're not allowed to fly. Who do I talk to? Nobody. What can I do about it? Nothing. What did I do wrong? Nothing. You just can't fly.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.Video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
Great.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep, you said, wherever your feet shall tread, rep, wherever your feet shall tread.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. We're going directly out to your phone calls. Brad in Maryland has called in it really is coming at us from all directions, folks. The medical tyranny is perhaps the most egregious violator of our civil liberties. And Brad in Maryland has yet another example of this. Thanks for calling in, Brad. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Smith? Nice to talk to you.
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
So, I've had issues with really bad heartburn and stomach problems for the past year. And I've gone through all the hoops at the hospital to go ahead, and they want to get me get an endoscopy, you know, sticking a tube down your, or a camera down your throat to look inside, make sure I don't have an ulcer or stomach cancer. And I'm like a week out from getting the procedure, and then they tell me I got to get a COVID test or they're not going to let me in there.
Right.
And I said, well, I don't believe in that. And I've never had it. I've never known anybody who's had the supposed virus. And they said, well, yeah, you can take the test or we can cancel your appointment. So it's like they want to kill me by default, you know, whether it's by the vaccine or not letting me get, you know, my procedure that I need done. And I don't know what to do right now. I'm getting ready to storm down there and try and find a doctor who's willing to, you know, hear me out and not be so scared of this fake virus.
Yeah, that's what's so, I mean, there's something about this virus, the fear mongering they've put into it, that they're able to do things that make no sense at all with any other virus, right? It's like, there's no other virus that you have to be tested for. The hospital will not treat you. That doesn't exist. It never has existed. And COVID is not uniquely virulent. It's not uniquely deadly. In fact, it's similar to like the flu. The tests are unreliable. We know that from the CDC and from the World Health Organization's own, you know, they admit it themselves. And yet, for some reason, you're not allowed to get medical treatment for a potential ulcer in your stomach unless you get tested for this disease. It literally makes no sense at all.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Say Antifa stabs me in the gut and I need emergency operation, what are they going to do? Make me wait 72 hours to get operated on? Because that's what they're telling me, 72 hours before we can. Well, what if I contract their so-called coronavirus an hour after I leave getting tested? It makes no sense. It's stupid. And like I said, what do they want to do? Kill me by default, not let me get the procedure done?
It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. Hopefully you can get that procedure from somebody else that will actually let you do it.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know if you got any advice for me. I don't know what legal standing there is. I mean, like, everybody's on board with it, so you're kind of...
Yeah, I don't...
Options, you know?
I really don't know. I mean, I really don't have an answer for
you. I'm not going to join their cult. I mean, I'll die of stomach cancer if I have to before I join the cult.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, if it was up to me, I would probably just get the test. I've only been tested for COVID once. It was on, you know, my own terms. Like, a family member wanted me to get it, so I did like a spit test that, anyway, but I've never let them like shove something up my nose or anything. Even when my wife was giving birth, I got to go into the hospital without getting a test on it.
Yeah, isn't it Mike Adams who's been doing the research on the swabs under the microscope,
yeah,
trying to find out what's on them?
Yeah, I mean, it's all very troubling and weird. I mean, this is not a dictate from the government, as far as I know. So this is a hospital policy. So if you can find a different hospital, you know, I went into the hospital when my wife was giving birth. I never got tested for COVID to go into the hospital. So there may be other hospitals in your area. Maybe they can give you a reference or something. I don't know, though. I mean, give us a call back, Brad. Let us know how they treat you, because it's just very weird. And again, it's just like, for some reason, you say COVID and people just, everything that they formerly felt just goes right out the window, because it's a pandemic. It's an epidemic. Everybody's going to die. And it's like 99.997 survival rate. I don't know. Good luck to you, Brad. You know, hopefully you get the treatment that you need. I say just go get another hospital. Go find another hospital that'll treat you without making you do that. I mean, at the very, you know, most, the hospital that I went into just like took your temperature with one of the radar guns and then asked if you'd been exposed or had any symptoms, and you say no, and they let you in. I mean, there's no such thing as asymptomatic spread unless you get the vaccine. Then if you get the vaccine, you can be asymptomatic but still be spreading COVID. So it's all ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Brad. Let's go to Nick in Florida about another COVID restriction that makes no sense and is based on nothing but, nothing. Nothing but, no, it's not based on anything. Thanks for calling in, Nick from Florida. You're on the air.
Morning, Mr. Harrison. All right, the truth behind the 6 feet, what that actually is, and I haven't heard anyone mention it, it actually, the AI is in its, its infancy and in creation. So the truth of the 6 feet is, when the computers or when the cameras are up on the post, it has a hard time deciphering the people in large crowds.
Mm.
So it actually needs the 6 feet distance to actually get the proper facial and skeletal picture in order for the facial recognition to work.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
So when people are in giant crowds, it can't really decipher all the different faces accurately, because the AI doesn't just use the face, it uses the height, width, any other particular attributes that they have on file. So that's why they're trying to get everyone used to the whole 6 feet thing and preconditioning people for the 6 feet. It's because actually it's for the AI to actually recognize who you are and be able to track you easily. When you're in a giant crowd, that's what they hate, because they can't pick you out of a giant crowd.
That's interesting. I mean, but wouldn't that sort of fly in the face of, you know, the mask? Wouldn't wearing a mask hinder AI? So the mask order would hinder AI, but the 6 feet would help the AI, talking about, you know, tracking people or using cameras to get a profile or a signature of a person.
Right, exactly. But what it is it's because it's still in its infancy. So right now, you know, they want you to get used to the 6 feet, and some people are having the mask, but they know the summer months are coming and people are tired of it. So they're going to take the mask off, and eventually the AI will get so advanced and the cameras will get so much better that even if you're wearing a mask, they'll be able to get the facial recognition just from your eyes. But it's
right.
Not really, it hasn't developed that far yet. So they're just basically getting us ready for the ultimate AI takeover.
Right. That is actually one of the misconceptions about facial recognition, so-called facial recognition software. The software that they have now measures your gait, the way in which you walk. It'll measure that and calculate that and be able to identify you that way. It'll even, you know, they have some cameras and some sensors that are sensitive enough to track a heartbeat. And, you know, your heartbeat is, you know, unique to yourself, and that can be tracked. Your breathing style can be tracked. Your skeletal structure or shape of your body can be tracked. So it's really not about facial recognition. It's about recognition of biosignatures that exist. Even if you're, you know, totally covered head to toe, the way that you walk will still be recognizable and able to be tracked.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can. CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America, and they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. You make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, VasoBeats, Prostagard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want. Ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. Of course, Prostagard and VasoBeats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the InfoWar and enrich your life. The cavalry is here.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order group. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Let me tell you before we go out into the phone calls right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the restocked and reloaded special is happening. The wait is over. Your favorites are back in stock after being sold out for weeks and even months on some items. But these products never last long, especially at these deep discounts. So act now before it's too late. BodEase is now back in stock and 50% off. VasoBeats as well is now back in stock and 50% off. All storable foods are now 10% off. That discount just added to the InfoWars store. You can take an additional 10% off your storable food supplies, which you might not need now, but get it before you need it. It'll be too late once you do. Alpha Power, Prostaguard, Winter Sun Plus, and Rocket Rest are all back in stock at 40% off, as well as the Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract, 40% off and selling out fast. All t-shirts are also $17.76. Get some of those awesome-looking, well-designed, and high-quality shirts that will last you years and years and years, and probably make you some friends on the street when you wear it around and you get compliments, thumbs up, sly winks, and knowing nods from the fellow info warriors out there on the streets of America. With that, we go back out to the phone calls. Moxie in Indiana has called in about COVID shots and dating. Thanks so much for calling in, Moxie. You're on the air.
Hi, I need you to get a message to the health ranger for people that are still dating like myself. I'm worried that when everyone realizes the truth about these shots, they're going to lie about getting them. And so we single people need to have some kind of DNA saliva test or some kind of test where we can test people to see if they truly have been vaccinated, so that we or our children that are going to be dating and having kids aren't going to be subjected to all of the harmful side effects from the DNA crossing.
Yeah, and the shedding of the disease. You know, it's funny, my a family member of mine was texting my sister and I about coming into town, and you know, they said, we're not vaccinated. Is that an issue? My sister and I are both like, we don't want to hang out with vaccinated people. Like, please do not get vaccinated before coming here, because then we'd kind of rather not hang out, because when you get the vaccine, you can actually be carrying the virus and not have any symptoms. Usually the virus, there is no asymptomatic transmission, but once you get the vaccine, you can actually be shedding the virus off your body while not showing any symptoms. So it's actually more dangerous for people who are unvaccinated to be near vaccinated people than vice versa. There's no danger from unvaccinated people. We know we pose no danger to vaccinated people, but the reverse is actually can cause problems. And there have been even a lot of stories, even though it's not being covered by the media, there are tons of accounts of people who say that simply being surrounded by vaccinated people for a long time, they've had miscarriages, they've had side effects from the vaccine despite never actually getting the vaccine. So clearly there is something going on here. And we are starting to see the reverse of, you know, the anti-vax banning. You know, they're banning people who don't have vaccines from doing things like, I don't know, traveling to other countries. But now we're seeing the reverse with schools, school districts. Miami school says it will not employ vaccinated teachers. And other companies are saying, yeah, if you're vaccinated, you are not welcome here. Good riddance to you all. So, yeah, I don't know what you can do about people lying about it. But, God, what another wrench to throw into the already very complicated and convoluted world of dating that people are in right now. I'm so glad that I met my wife before Tinder and Bumble and all this crap was invented. Back, we had to meet people in real life. It was easy and fun. So I don't know. Good luck to you, Moxie. I mean, I guess you just got to, I don't know, you just got to trust people that they'll actually tell you the right thing. And I think the good news now is that no matter how evident the dangers of the vaccine become, the people who bought into it and got vaccinated, they're never going to admit that they made the wrong choice. I don't think you have anything to worry about. Like, I think if people get vaccinated, they're proud they got vaccinated. They're going to be happy they got vaccinated. You can show them all the proof in the world of all of the incredibly crazy side effects that are happening, and they won't care. I mean, they literally, there are people that are like writing op-eds that are like, my wife got the vaccine and died, and everybody else should get it also. So it's like they can literally suffer massive consequences because of the vaccine, and they'll still say it was a good thing and still support it and still advocate everybody else to get it. So I don't think you have too much to worry about in the realm of vaccinated people lying about being vaccinated. I think they're going to be very proud of that no matter what is revealed in the future. Let's take a minute here to go to one of these exact examples. woman paralyzed from the neck down following the second dose of the Pfizer jab. We have a news report on this. It's a Tennessee woman who's attributing severe side effects that paralyzed her from the neck down to the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Let's play that video.
It's just like the worst nightmare I can ever imagine.
Brandi Parker McFadden is confined to her hospital bed at Vanderbilt.
Can you walk right now?
No, I can't walk.
Less than 24 hours after receiving her second Pfizer COVID shot, she explains she lost her ability to move from her shoulders down.
I thought maybe if anything, I'd probably get like flu-like symptoms because I'd already had COVID, but I never in a million years thought I would never be able to get up and go to the bathroom or get up and walk to the other side of the room or stand up and hug my kids.
The usually active mother of three is speaking out, not with the intent of causing fear.
I'm not saying don't get your vaccine. I'm just saying that COVID is really real.
And still really new, she continues, including the vaccine, which is why she feels any possible adverse side effect should be investigated, even if it is extremely rare.
There's been, I don't know how many people have been vaccinated and been fine, right? But we have to tell everything. Otherwise, we will get nowhere in this thing of COVID.
Brandi advocates for women's health on a daily basis. Following a diagnosis of epilepsy, she created a nonprofit called My Epilepsy Story. Now her fight has shifted from her hospital room, warning of other women with similar symptoms to hers.
We do know there's been a couple of cases, a couple other women, but those women did not have epilepsy.
She applauds the investigation into the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which involved six women and rare blood clots. And she's hoping research will be done into these cases of paralysis.
This is why I say we need government funding and NIH for all these things.
Her husband, James, is also encouraging anyone with rare reactions to speak up.
This is something that is personally affecting our family and us. But this is bigger than us.
In the meantime, Brandi is focused on the positive.
I have gotten some movement in my toes, which is great.
She will start intensive physical therapy this week. Alex Dennis, News 2.
I mean, my heart breaks for this woman. Like, being paralyzed from the shoulders down, absolutely brutal, debilitating, horrific thing. I wouldn't wish my worst enemy. But it's like, you got to question, you know, you get paralyzed by a vaccine and then during your interview in the news, you say, I still think people should get the vaccine. What is wrong with people? And she says we need NIH government funding for this. Who do you think did this to you? What do you think is going to help having the government fund this? It could only make it worse. Like, what? I just have nothing but sympathy for this woman, but she's advocating people go through what she's going through. It's just, I just don't even understand anymore. Paralyzed from the neck down. She said she went from not feeling great to screaming in pain at the top of my lungs. Oh, but you should get the shot. Oh, but you should still get it. So just add paralysis to the heart inflammation, to the blood clots, to the Alzheimer's disease and neurological diseases, to the herpes infection, to the breast milk supply drop, to the menstrual cycle change, to the false positives in mammograms, to the false positives in the HIV test, to your skin peeling off, to Bell's palsy, to dimension blood clots already. These are just some of the side effects for the flu vaccine, right? Come on.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies. Now, back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and at InfoWarsStore.com. This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now. 170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Taking your calls in this segment before welcoming Jim Goad onto the program during the third hour. We'll go directly out to the phone lines to get as many in as possible this segment. Raj from New York. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Thanks for calling in. Raj in New York, you're on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. Not quite sure how to start this, but I want to say congratulations on the child. Being a father myself, my son just turned 17. Good luck.
Thank you.
I have some kind of inside information out of a major lab from Pennsylvania. I've been sitting on it for a while. I've been trying to get a friend of mine, let's just say her. She's saying that because, you know, they're compartmentalized, excuse me, that's early, the information that you know. So you're only working on a certain little bit.
Right.
Well, she also works with the mammals and does the tests, you know, like brain surgery on them with these mammals. She said that things are being taken out and left for like up to 3 days to unthaw, and then they're agitating them by shaking them. They're not allowing them to fully come back to room temperature from, like, nothing's, all the different serums that have to be mixed. So I think people are looking at this from a different way. We're just thinking it's like all clean, clear across the board. It's actually not. This stuff is not being handled properly. They have people that come in, they contract, like she's contracted in, but they also have people that work for just the building that don't know any better. They're shipping stuff under wrong labels.
All right, so hold on. Let me just clarify what you're saying here. So to make sure we're on the same page, you have a friend that works in a medical testing lab, specifically working with the COVID vaccine, and she alleges that they are mishandling the vaccine, mishandling the serum, leaving them out unrefrigerated for a long time, or administering them without letting them cool to or warm to room temperature first, essentially just like slipshod, shoddy craftsmanship and workmanship when it's coming to handling and distributing these vaccines in a major lab.
As well as creating them.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, some of them have to be at negative 70, some negative 50, some negative 80. And then some of them are even being shipped in without even having the dry ice with them. And this is just the serums that go in to make the concoction.
Mm.
So there's another point that could be taken from that, because certain parts of it could be dead, which, you know, or activated.
Right.
Which, yeah, that's a big thing that a lot of people need to look at, because you also had the creation of it. So how controlled is that?
Mm.
And from what I'm told, she says there's a lot of people that are in control there with your office politics, you know, your husband, boyfriend, and girlfriends, to where somebody's better than the other or in the know, and they just don't care at all. And they shove all the job on one person that has to rush it.
Hmm.
And they're not taking the time to, I don't know, I guess give a little generosity as far as, hey, we're creating something great here, or possibility of, and they're mishandling it completely. It's being created wrong.
Right. And this is something that's reflected. I mean, we hear stories about this like on a weekly basis, where it's like, oops, they only injected half the vaccine. Oops, they injected the Pfizer vaccine first, but then the second dose was a Moderna vaccine. Oopsie daisy. Oops, they injected saline solution rather than the vaccine. Oops, they messed up this vaccine and injected it anyway. It's like, you know, this is not a isolated case that you're talking about here. It seems like there's a systemic issue in the handling of this stuff, which, as we've seen, has innumerable major side effects that we aren't even aware of yet. Yeah, 77 inmates are given up to 6 times the normal dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Investigation pledged. Walgreens store mistakenly injects saline instead of COVID-19 vaccine. And I mean, especially when you have, like, again, minimum wage employees from like Walgreens and CVS doling this out like hundreds at a time. So these people aren't qualified to do anything of the sort, but they're doing it because of this desperate race to get out as many vaccines as humanly possible. So as sort of dangerous and unstable and unpredictable as this vaccine is, they're not even giving it the care necessary to keep those risks at a minimum. They're maximizing all of those risks. And perhaps that is to, you know, explains some of these incredible side effects and you know, crazy things that are happening. Here's a story from Newsweek. Bring that back up. Ohio vaccine distributor suspended after mishandling more than half of its COVID doses. So this just happens over and over and over again. We're seeing examples of this. So I'm not surprised that it's starting at the, you know, very place where the vaccine is being created. I mean, just the idea that this vaccine has to be kept at negative 70 degrees. You're not injecting me with anything that has to be kept at negative 70 degrees. That's inhuman. That's bizarre. It's very strange. FDA inspection finds numerous problems at facility intended to make J&J vaccine. And the question is, why wouldn't they be careful? Why wouldn't they take the greatest care in this stuff? It's because, one, the companies themselves are actually shielded from liability. So if it's discovered that they mishandled a COVID vaccine dose, they cannot be sued for it. They can't be sued for any of these side effects at all. So they have no monetary incentive. But also, I think it relates to the blind faith that a lot of people have in this so-called science, where they just go, it's fine. It's all fine. Somebody else has thought of this. Somebody else has figured out this is the way to do it. So we're just going to sort of carefree, just, you know, do it all because it's all fine and 100% safe and there's no danger whatsoever. When in reality, if they aren't super, super careful, we have no idea what sort of contaminants or what sort of unintended consequences can come about by all of this. I love this. People making the vaccines aren't even wearing masks while they're doing it. I mean, this whole thing is a complete clown show. Only it's a clown show where all the clowns have bioweapons. They're slaughtering the audience. Absolutely mind-blowing, folks. Thanks for the call, Raj. Let's get to one more call before we go. We'll go to Patrick in Boston. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. You got about 2.5 minutes before the end of the segment. You were on the air about Nick Fuentes. Patrick in Boston. Hold on, Patrick. This is our friend, Patty Don't Surf. Let's get Patrick on the line. There
hey,
he is.
I'm here, man.
All right. You're there. No, that was a problem on our end. Thanks for calling in, Pat.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, look, man, I think Daisy Fuentes should be able to fly wherever in the hell she wants to fly. I don't think that she should be restricted at any point from boarding a plane, whether it's Delta or Southwest or any of that. I may think that she is a royal ball bag, and I do, but I support her right to go wherever in the hell she wants in this country. And I think that it's ridiculous that the federal government is going to get involved with private business and say you can't sell a ticket to somebody who hasn't committed any crime that I'm aware of. Are you aware of a crime that she committed?
Absolutely not. We're going to put your transphobic comments to the side for a second and
okay.
Pretend you're being
okay.
Respectful here. And
sure.
I mean, to me, this seems like an obvious thing to say. You know, it's like somebody calling up to me and being like, you know, I don't think we should, crush little girls' kittens under our tires. It's like, what? Do you even have to say that? So it's like this is such an egregious overreach by the government. As you point out, Nick Fuentes has done nothing criminal. He's not even been charged, let alone been convicted by anything. And yet he's having his civil liberties severely restricted in really explicitly political ways. I mean, he was on his way to a political conference that they're now preventing him from getting to spread his message. So that's a violation of not just his ability to travel, which in and of itself is unconscionable, but really a violation of his First Amendment as well, since it's limiting his ability to speak to people that want to see him. So, I mean, Pat, do people not get this? Like, are there people out there just that disagree with you right now? There are. So why?
I think there are. I think there are a lot of people who disagree with me. I think people basically have decided that they're willing to throw the First Amendment out for people that they disagree with. And that's disgusting to me. And I'll just tell you as an aside, I, you know, worked in a news station in Boston for a very long time. And we had a general manager back in 2011 who actually slapped a bunch of people on a plane while she was hammered and then slapped the glasses off a state trooper when she was in Logan Airport and didn't get on a no-fly list. You know what I mean? But Nick Fuentes has lousy opinions. And let me be very clear, they are worse than lousy opinions. But I don't get to make a judgment on how the man travels, you know what I mean, or how she travels.
That used to be the case, man, but not anymore. Now you hold the wrong opinions, and you're disbarred from regular life in America. It's a sad state.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S., injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 Worldwide, 1776 Worldwide, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. I'm laughing just looking at the name of my guest's program on censored.tv. My guest this hour is Jim Goad. He is the host of Hardballs on censored.tv. His work examines American culture, often popular and political culture. Chuck Palahniuk describes Goad's writing style as being brutally honest without worrying about being correct, which I think is hilarious, but not entirely accurate in my opinion. He's the author of Whiteness, The Original Sin, and The Redneck Manifesto, How Hillbillies, Hicks, and White Trash Became America's Scapegoats, as well as many others that can't be mentioned on air or in polite society. Many of these books can be found at jimgoad.net. And if reading isn't your thing, you can find him on censored.tv, where he currently hosts Hardballs, as well as archives of his previous show, Beef Squad. Use the promo code GOAD, that's G-O-A-D, for a discount for your subscription to Censored TV. His Twitter is at Jim Goad. His website, jimgoad.net. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Hello. There we are.
Yes. Hi. Hello. Welcome. So you are, let's just to put it softly, a rather edgy fellow. I was watching your latest show, Hardballs, and You may very well qualify as the most edgy commentator we've ever had on this program. So congratulations. That is quite an achievement. We've had some very objectionable guests, according to the mainstream. I think you may top them all. So congratulations.
I've been instructed not to use profanity. It's going to be a struggle. As far as that Chuck Palahniuk quote, I'm pretty sure he meant to say politically correct, because I struggle as hard as I can to be factually correct. Sometimes I slip. I always admit when I'm wrong, but I struggle to be correct.
Yeah,
Chuck's a nice guy.
Yeah,
Chuck's pretty much, he's moved out of Portland because of harassment. He lives somewhere in Washington State now.
Really? Yeah, he.
But we met in Portland when a book I had called, well, I can't say the name of it, S-T Magnet came out. He was there at the reading along with like three other people.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. That's why I said I'm not sure I totally agree with that. Because I assumed he was talking about maybe he would disagree with your opinions. So he's saying, you know, maybe your opinions aren't correct. But either way, you are very forthright in your beliefs. You know, a lot of people who commentate on political goings on sort of always have a caveat. You know, we've had Jesse Lee Peterson on the show, and he always says, not all, but most. You don't worry about those caveats. You just say what you think.
I think Jesse Lee Peterson is mentally retarded, but that's a completely different subject.
He's a friend of the show, and a very smart man, sir.
perhaps I'm a sociopath or autistic. I just don't care about approval. I don't care about being liked, but I do care about accuracy. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, you've had a very interesting and event-filled life, and you were saying during the break, to put it mildly, you were saying during the break, like, you know, you're getting sick of this. I mean, I get sick of this stuff, and I've only been in it for really 4 years. I was, you know, I wasn't involved, you know, professionally in the political realm till fairly recently. You've been in this for decades. I mean, how do you keep going?
I don't consider myself political, though. I just talk about fact versus fiction, or, you know, not good versus evil, true versus false.
Mm.
I kind of got lumped into the right wing because I think whoever has the power is going to be the most hypocritical. And that's been the left, you know, for at least the last generation.
Right.
But I'm old enough. I'll be 60 in June. I remember when they presented anti-racism and multiculturalism back in the 60s, in the 70s, the Brady Bunch, there was an episode where the family who adopted the black kid and the Asian kid moves in next door. And it was all, hey, you know, let's forget about race. Let's all get along. And that's not what it turned into, because I immediately noticed once they stomped on, you know, white identity or white power, white supremacy, whatever you want to call it, brown pride, Asian, yellow pride, like every other kind of pride. And I'm like, this isn't the deal you gave us. And they kept moving the goalposts to, like, I have an article, you can look it up, am I a racist? Well, depends on how you define racist. When I was a kid, it meant you wanted to harm somebody for different continental ancestry. I've never been a racist in that sense. Noticing differences as far as, like, intellectual aptitude or physical differences, that makes you a racist now. So I guess that makes
it totally different. We'll be right back with Jim Gunn.
Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWars. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostagard with the salt palmetto and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beach, concentrated beet extract, create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vaso Beats, Prostagard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. My guest is Jim Goad. He can be found on censored.tv, where you can use the promo code GOAD, G-O-A-D, for a discount to your subscription to that really large set of content creators, including one of my favorite creators, Atheism is Unstoppable. He's on censored.tv as well. Isn't he, Jim? I believe he is, right?
Yes. He doesn't talk about atheism anymore. He talks about race almost exclusively, though.
Yeah. I totally disagree with him about atheism, but what he does is he takes the mainstream media narratives and deconstructs it and shows the lies, which is similar along the lines of what you yourself do. And, of course, you can find him on, let me just hear, your website is jimgoad.net, where people can find your books and everything else. Yeah.
Signed and mailed free for the cover price. So that's the best deal you can get. But he should rebrand as Black Crime is Unstoppable or something, because he doesn't talk about atheism anymore.
Whiteness is Unstoppable. He calls himself the white ambassador or something. I think that's hilarious.
Go ahead. I'm writing an article today called Do White People Exist? Because I did an interview with this hilarious, great writer, black guy, Eugene S. Robinson, and I talk about these people slamming whiteness. I really don't care about being whiteness until I was made a target just for being born with this skin color.
Right.
But somebody wrote into him saying, well, can somebody please tell Jim that whiteness doesn't exist? I'm like, well, if that's the case, will you shut up about whiteness then? So these are the same people who say the replacement's not happening, but they'll gleefully cite statistics exactly when it's going to happen. And I'm trying to process. These people are so brainwashed. I think what draws me to this is I can't understand a brain that works that way, that can hold two absolutely contradictory ideas. Because they'll say blackness exists, or, you know, Jewishness, brownness, anything else but whiteness. And it's like, well, make up your minds. It's like saying, like, the devil doesn't exist, but screaming about the devil all the time.
Yeah.
I think you can quantify whiteness. Take a DNA test. If you have European ancestry, you're at least part white. That's the way it works.
Right. And you're right. It's this, it's almost like it is infuriating. You want to pull your hair out. I want to pull my hair out, I should say. Well, that shit may have sailed it for you, but that's no
well,
comment
brain,
there.
Brain surgery will do that. I had a tumor removed, so I got this giant great white shark-sized scar on the side of my head. That's why I shaved my head.
Like I said, a very eventful life this man has lived. Not all of the events good, I would say, including brain cancer. But you've been writing about this stuff for a while. You know, your first book was the Redneck
Manifesto, right?
Yeah, how Hillbilly Ticks and White Trash became America's scapegoats. It seems like since then it's only increased, and sort of the whole world has been providing you fodder for your books or your commentary as the anti-white activity increases exponentially. And to me, it's like, I think I would feel this way if I was black, if I was Mexican. It's like when I see a population being targeted specifically, especially for something they can't control, like their skin color, their ethnicity, or whatever, it's wrong. And that used to be something I thought we understood. Maybe I was just blind to it. But
I think everybody was naive, because that's not how power works. There's a great book called The Lucifer Principle by Howard Bloom, and he talks about, you know, they want equality, and then they want justice.
Mm.
And like I said, the deal back in the 60s was, hey, everybody drop your tribal affiliations, but whites were the only ones forced to do that.
Right.
I think I'm kind of despondent about the state of the society or the future of the society. It could only work two ways. Allow tribal identity for everybody or nobody.
Right.
Stigmatize tribal identity across the board. Hey, we're all Americans. Or you're white, you're black. Be as proud or as ashamed as you want. Right now, it's not a recipe for harmony. It's a recipe for conflict. That's why what's going on is happening right now. Yeah, that's a great book. They just showed it. Lucifer Principle.
Yeah, I like that you said harmony, because that's what I always juxtaposed to diversity. Diversity is like the cacophony. It's everybody playing their own music on their own key, and it's just noise, right? What I want is harmony. I want different people with different ideas and different backgrounds all working, but we all have to be on the same beat. We all have to be on the same pitch. We all have to complement each other, or else it's disharmony and it's chaos.
Look at the roots of the word diversity. It's same as division.
Mm.
The word diversity, if you look at the Etymology Online Dictionary, it did not have a positive connotation until the early 90s. Usually it meant conflict, distress. Distress is exactly what it is. And I think for better or worse, to have a nation, you need everybody to be on the same page about at least something. And that's no longer the case here, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Anyone who's optimistic about the future of this country is either dumb or a liar at this point. But diversity, as it was pitched, yeah, we'll all still be Americans. We're not going to damn anybody for their skin color. But it changed quickly. And I think white people were kind of, I mean, naive. But you can't be blamed, because that's not how it was pitched to us. Diversity equals division. But Ted Kennedy, when the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 65, he said, no, it's not going to change the demographic composition of America. We're not going to have 1 million immigrants every year. And either he was dumb or he was lying.
Right.
And I'm a vocal opponent of this boomer meme, because actually boomers weren't even able to vote when all this stuff happened. But how were the people who voted for it supposed to know that they were lying about it?
Right.
I mean, all these generational memes kind of give generations too much agency anyway. People, I think, are shaped by circumstances. You have a heroic few who kind of change circumstances. Most people just go along, you know. But as far as, like, you know, it never stops, I guess there's always – people will always be stupid and hypocritical, so I'll always have something to write about. But the problem is, like, it drives you nuts and there's no solution. So, like, what's the – it's like – I don't know. It's like protesting. I remember someone was talking about Andrea Dworkin. Are you familiar with her? She was a feminist writer.
Sure. Yeah.
Looked like Jerry Garcia from The Grateful Dead, but with a bigger
right.
beard, you know?
Right.
But she said that all intercourse was rape. And she was talking about the Holocaust porn and how she had to look at Holocaust porn. And there was this writer who said, well, yeah, that sounds like hell. I don't know. Like, I don't know why you do it.
I've never even heard
and I've
that.
Been thinking about that lately. It's like, well, I just expose myself to stuff that drives me nuts. And people don't get any smarter. What's the benefit? That's something I had to reconsider because I've been writing for 30 years and nothing has gotten better.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It seemingly is only getting worse. And there, it is this, something about, whiteness, maybe it's white people. You know, I hate hearing white people describe themselves disparagingly. It's just sick to me that people hate themselves and hate their people. That's doing that.
Self-hatred is not attractive in anyone. You may be too young to remember Stepan Fetchit or Mantan Moreland. There's these shuffling black comedic actors in the 1930s. I'm a coming. It's like, that was not a good look for blacks.
Right.
Why do they think that's a good look for whites? And when do they think it's going to end? Has anyone ever quantified justice? Where's the finish line? That's the big danger. Because they keep going and keep going. And you keep making, bow and submit. Yeah, that's not a good look. I hate all of these people. People ask who I hate. It's like these white people are who I hate right here. All of you. Because you don't realize, I mean, Tom Wolfe, who was a much better writer than Hunter S. Thompson, he did an essay in New York Magazine called Radical Chic, that party at Lenny's. He went to this party in the penthouse apartment of Leonard Bernstein, the conductor of the New York Philharmonic, and they had invited the Black Panthers. And they thought it was chic and cool and edgy, and they didn't realize that these Black Panthers, if given the chance, if the cops weren't, like, back then the cops were solidly against black people. It's not like it is these days.
Right.
But if they'd given the chance, they would have slit their throats.
I know.
So there's like a suicidal tolerance. You know, it's all like suicidal altruism with these people.
It is baffling. And, you know, I guess it's kind of cliche to be like, well, imagine if they said this about black people or whatever. But, like, imagine a group of, like, highfalutin black people inviting over a bunch of guys in white hoods being like, oh, it's chic. Like, no, this makes no sense. This is bizarre.
I think that would be actually funny and cool at this point. I mean,
at this point, yeah.
So, I mean, I've met blacks and Jews that are much more tolerant than white people are about whiteness. Like, what the hell's going on? But some of these self-flagellating, that's basically, go out in nature and see an animal bend over and grab its ankle. See what happens to that animal.
Mm. Yeah,
the other animal doesn't say, hey, cool, you like me. The other animal eats them.
Right. Yeah, no, it's very true. And you're right about, I have like foreign friends or, you know, children of immigrants. And they're like, we like white people. Why are white people destroying themselves? We like them. You know, they're not white, but they see what's happening to white people and it outrages them. And it's like, how do white people not see this as well? So to me, it's all about defense and it's all about reacting to this massive push by the media and by wider culture against white people. We'll be back with Jim Goode.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Mm-hmm.
and gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock, and they're 50% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. Of course, Prostaguard and VasoBeats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the InfoWar and enrich your life. The cavalry is here. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and banned on video, radio stations, and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, my guest is Jim Goad. You can find him on censored.tv. You can use the promo code Goad, G-O-A-D, for a discount on your subscription to that program, that website with so many great content creators. His Twitter is at Jim Goad, and his website is jimgoad.net. And as I said, rather edgy stuff, beyond even sometimes stuff that I'm comfortable with. Just being totally honest, like, I was listening to your show, and it's like, whoa, I can't believe he just said that, which is funny because usually that's how people treat us. But then I saw...
What did you react to that... what did I say that made you react?
I don't know. I can't think of a particular, you know, sample. But, you know, maybe just saying stuff about all black people. I just tend to, like, not...
I never said anything like that.
Okay. Well, maybe I misheard you. But you know, I was thinking about it, and I was, even the most objectionable thing that you may say is what's being taught to our children in elementary school during, like, critical race theory about white people, right? So if you flip it, you know, what you're saying really isn't that extreme in the large context of you know, the wider culture.
I don't believe in the objective existence of good and evil. I never say black people are evil. I never say white. I object to white people being called evil because I don't buy into the whole good-evil dichotomy.
Mm.
I just talk about facts. Like I said, if you want to have a happy life, don't think about good and evil. Think about true and false. What I only attack is what's true and what's false. What they say, I mean, one of the reasons I wrote the Redneck Manifesto, first time I got married, we went to Vegas because I was not close to my parents. I never met either grandfather. I didn't even know the etymology of the name Goad. And we found a reverend. We looked in the phone book back when they had those things in Vegas, Reverend Walker Goad. I said, well, what's the history of the Goads? And he said, we were indentured servants and convict laborers who came to America. And I'm like, really? That's not what I've been told about my past history. And then I did some research. It's like, well, two-thirds of the white colonists arrived in some kind of bondage. If you look at the numbers, it's impossible for most whites to have been slave owners. That's just numerically impossible. Blacks have never been a majority in the country. And at the peak of slavery in the United States, it depends on whether you want to break it down. Does a family own a car? Does an individual own a car? If you want registered slave owners at the peak of slavery, the eve of the Civil War, about 1.6 whites in what were the United States then owned slaves. If you want to isolate it to the South, about 6% of whites owned slaves. If you want to say families, okay, in the South, about a quarter of whites owned slaves. Mm-hmm. That's it. And 150 years later to still be whipped, and it's like Kunta Kinte being whipped in Roots. We're being whipped with guilt. Guilt is as strong a weapon as bullets are, actually more effective over time. I mean, that's the Cold War that's going on. It's the guilt war. Guilt is thrown around between people, individuals, and groups like a hot potato. Right now, like, whites are kind of, okay, I'll take it, and it's burning my hands, but I'll still hold this hot potato. When are you going to get rid of that hot potato? You don't even have to throw it at somebody else. Just drop it.
Yeah.
Drop this silly guilt game.
Yeah.
Collective guilt is something I don't buy into at all.
Oh, I completely agree. I definitely don't mean to misrepresent you. I couldn't come up with an exact example of something that you said, but let's just say you don't pull your punches. Fair enough?
No, people have never pulled their punches at me. I've been exposed to extreme violence through my whole life, and I guess I realized I had to fight back.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, why pull your punches? Why bite your lip when all this is happening and it's actually dangerous?
Yeah.
And that's why I don't understand optics or any of that. It's like, you're going to get killed if you care about optics. No one cares about, what's that, like they're beating you down in the street. But I, you know, I don't believe in identity politics. You think that's going to save you? It's not.
Yeah.
And I had the best of intentions, but when people take your good intentions, when they interpret it as weakness rather than kindness, that's when you shut off and got to realize what's going on. I mean, what are you supposed to feel guilty for? Like inventing everything? would black people feel guilty if they conquered as much of the world as white people did? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all taught collective pride. I'm not about collective pride because I don't think collectively. I don't consider myself a part of a group, but I realize that genetically I am. My skin color is a gang tattoo to a lot of people.
Right.
And you have to realize what world you're in. And you can't, you know, like I said, you're being beaten down in the street, but I like you. Like, it's not going to save you.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And the way that white people are being targeted right now is egregious. I mean, it's overwhelming. It's every day from every angle, from every outlet, from every media outlet or governmental outlet. I mean, let me just read you a couple headlines here. These are four headlines from today, right? I didn't have to go back over a week. This is just today. Arlington prosecutor promises data-driven reduction in racial disparities. So they have a specific target, a 20% reduction in the racial disparities in prosecution. So that's our legal system now. We'll be deciding prosecution based on race in order to decrease black people in jail.
You know, Asians, God bless the Asians because they mess up the entire board game.
Right. It's true.
If it was really tilted in favor of whites, why are Asians getting arrested less than whites?
Right.
Why do they have a higher per capita income than whites? It messes up the entire game. Oh, more black people are getting. Nobody complains that more men are getting arrested. Let's work for equity on that. People accept that men commit more crimes. And actually, it's been verified when women are convicted for the same crimes, they don't get the same sentences. No one's complaining about that. I do think, I mean, part of the big part of the Redneck book was about class.
Right.
My dad was a plumber and an oil refinery foreman. He worked 80 hours a week. He died at my age. He worked himself to death, baby. Worked and drank himself to death.
Right.
And then I have to like hear about privilege. Part of the reason why I used to consider myself a liberal. I haven't considered myself anything politically since then. But I worked at an alternative weekly back in the late 80s. And these people, they thought rap was horrible.
Mm.
But they had endless sympathy for the Amazonian rainforest Indians. That's when they were doing concerts for all that stuff, Acid Rain. They had endless sympathy for the blacks in the ghetto so long as they didn't have to live in the ghetto. There was a secretary from Compton, and she was from Compton. Who was the only one that got along with her? Me.
Right.
But I also noticed that these same people, if out in Riverside, a poor white community at Trailer Park, they all happened to live over a toxic waste dump and they all got cancer, they thought it was hilarious.
Mm.
Like, wait a minute. Where's your compassion there?
Right.
And then I just started putting the pieces together. A lot of these, I mean, the history of whites in America is not all a privilege. Usually the ones who died in the war, they were, you know, for the 1600s and up to about 1750, they were the predominant slave population. They were called slaves. You can look at slaves or blacks were called servants. They were interchangeable. I talk in the Redneck book about Bacon's Rebellion in 1676. Those were white and black slaves rebelling.
Right.
And the elite said, okay, we got to split them up. That's when they started writing race into the American Code.
Right. And
actually, back then, Christian and heathen were the two dividing lines, really. But it was easier to spot a runaway black slave.
Right.
Some of these reasons were like easy. And it had nothing to do with good and evil. It's like, well, how are you going to tell the white slave? He can just mix in. We'll get ones that don't look like practical. You know, I think that's the best way to understand history.
Yeah, and now it's been so perverted that, I mean, they're literally, they say that, like, America was founded when the first black slave got here. I mean, the 1619 Project, that is not some obscure, you know, person ranting about this stuff. I mean, this is being implemented in our school curricula. So we have to face this. We have to expose how one-sided and nonsensical and hateful it really is, in my opinion. So
I'm against guilt tripping. I mean, right. I just look at the facts. It's endless guilt tripping. They used to scapegoat blacks and Jews. That, you can't do that anymore. They've taken away that founding right or whatever. That's a joke. That's a joke. But yeah, it just, they never change the script. There's always a devil and an angel. Yeah. I'd like to throw away that entire script and just look, okay, what's true and false?
Yeah, I'm just sick of being called the devil. I'm a good man. Damn it! All right, we'll be right back with Jim Goad. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or preparewithalex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power. Just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America. And they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vaso Beach, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I can't help but laugh at the name of my guest's program. My guest is Jim Goh. The program is on censor.tv, and it's called Hard Balls. And we cannot show you the logo on television, but it is very entertaining, very funny stuff. His books are available at jimgoad.net. And his Twitter is at Jim Goad. We're talking about we are advocates against discrimination against white people. That's how I'd phrase it. Let me just read again, just from today. Here are the headlines. We got Arlington prosecutor promises data-driven reduction in racial disparities, meaning they're going to charge black people less, I guess, or maybe charge white people more.
Charge Asians more.
Hey, there you go.
Slacking on crime.
Oh yeah. Oh, we'll get to Asians in a second. Because I love that you said it. They upset everything because they really do. But here's some other headlines. Again, from today, not from a week ago. Today, ex-Trump aide sues Biden administration alleging discrimination against white farmers because essentially they said that they're going to give government aid to quote socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers, including African Americans, Hispanics, Native Americans, Alaskan Natives, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. And, you know, I always say it's like saying the only Beatles I like are John, Paul and George. It's like, just say you don't like Ringo. We know the one that you're leaving out. And they always do this. They go all of these groups and they list everybody except for white people only. It's like, just say not white people. Just say you're disadvantaging white people. OK, can we do that?
Ringo's the only one I like, actually.
He's one of my favorites.
He's the luckiest man in showbiz history. But I mean, I blame the Beatles for a lot of what happened. I'm a huge fan of 50s rock and roll, and they came along and they were the first kind of beta males, really.
Right.
Well, so you ever see the picture of John Lennon naked and curled in the fetal position hugging a fully clothed Yoko Ono?
Many times.
The Beatles started all that stuff. The Beatles are like so overrated, it's nauseating. Totally different subject.
We can get into that.
Has Alex Jones ever yelled at you?
No, never. Wow. Not once.
Okay.
Not a single time. Here. No. I'm sure I've been. I actually don't know. Maybe not personally, but yeah. Why do you ask?
I could just see it happening. That's all.
I look forward to it. But no, let me read, because these two are just completely egregious. The student body president of a Virginian Commonwealth University has history of violent, extremist, racist online posts, including saying things like, quote, I hate white people so much it's not even funny. And if you are white, you should shut up. This is the president of a Virginia Commonwealth University. And there's also a college instructor, Bernard College English instructor named Ben Felipe or Philippe, who said, when this race war hits its crescendo, I'll gather you all in a beautifully decorated room under the pretense of unity. I'll give a speech to civility and all the good times we share. I'll smile as we raise glasses to your good white health while the detonator blinks under the table, knowing the exits are locked and the air vents filled with gas. So it's just like, this is what's being said about white people. These are four examples from today of what's being said about white people from very powerful people in academia, and what's being explicitly, white people being explicitly disadvantaged by government policy. So, I mean, this is unacceptable, but we're called racist for pointing this out.
This is what I mean, what I said earlier about animals. This is what happens when you bow down and say, I'm sorry. They roll right over you. In that book, The Lucifer Principle, Bloom, and I'm not sure how accurate this is, but the point he made was that revolutions in history didn't happen when the king just had his thumb on everybody. It happened when the king started making concessions.
Ah.
And if you'll notice, the nicer white people get, the more apologies they make. It's like, when were they talking about putting white people in gas chambers?
Mm.
Not in the 50s. Now. The more you bow down, they're not, okay, you're surrendering, cool. No, it's like, oh, good, round them all up. Take them as prisoners of war. Lock them in camps. It's basic human psychology. And I don't know, maybe you need some hard knocks like I have had to realize any of this. I wonder what kind of sheltered lives these people have led. And one thing I wanted to point out, like as far as edginess, I get accused of that, and it's not deliberate. It's just the way people where I come from talk.
Sure.
Crass.
Yeah.
I mean, Rick Rowholmes. If you look up Clifton Heights, Pennsylvania, that's the town I grew up in. It was almost entirely Irish Catholic and Italian Catholic when I grew up. I think they're about 20% blacks now, but It's Westbrook Park, the neighborhood in Clifton Heights I grew up in. It's like the most Italian-speaking neighborhood in all of America. Mm. It's like that's what I grew up with. The only other race were Italians at right. the time.
No, I think we need more edginess everywhere. Now, I mean, it's the
niceness
that's hurting us. Yeah.
Being nice hasn't benefited. I mean, I've learned this mistake over and over again. I'm, for whatever I appear to be, I'm way too nice until I realize what kind of a mess it's gotten me in. Mm. And then I become a monster. And it's like, I'm just learning now not to be not so nice on the front end. And it saves you a lot of heartache. But I think you could project what's happened through my life, like to society at large. White people, again, the more you apologize, the more they hate you.
Yeah. 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 No, it's absolutely true. And I mean, I feel it as well, right? I don't want people like groveling. I want other strong people that we can sort of, you know, rub up against and go, whoa, you're not going to abuse me. But I also know that you're going to fight back if I try to abuse you. Now we have sort of a quality of strength. I mean, I grew up going to public school, and this is something that I think you're right when you say all these people are sheltered. They literally think that black people are these little pets, these little gentle creatures. And it's like, no, you know, when you actually spend a lot of time around black people, like I try not to generalize, but like black people don't, they respect strength. That's a huge part of black culture.
There's a difference between making absolute generalities, okay, 100% or all, and noticing right. patterns.
Sure.
What's considered the most racist part of the United States?
The South, strangely enough.
Where are the most black people live?
The South, yeah, that's right.
What a coincidence. But it's funny, though, I've lived in all four corners. I lived in L.A., Portland, and I'm from the Northeast. I live in the South. There's less racial tension here than anywhere, but it seems to be ramping up. Because, I mean, whites and blacks have lived down here for 400 years you keep hearing about.
Right.
But I remember I had a friend in North Carolina. He lived near Wilmington. And he said his pappy was part of a sharecropping, little sharecropping. It was like three different houses. And two were black and one were white or something. But they all got along until the Yankees came down in the 60s and started stirring up trouble.
Right.
And that's what's going on. Black people are being taught to hate.
Yeah.
Being taught to blame everything that's wrong with their lives on white people. Hey, if I'd been fed that nonstop my entire life, I'd hate too. If you wake up and you got a sore thumb, it's, you know, white people's fault. I blame them. But, you know, as stigmatized as Nazis are, and I like to look at Nazis as a historic, I mean, you don't just blanket evil, it's just understand what happened there.
Right.
That's exactly what's happening to whites now. And people laugh at that, but it's blood libel.
Mm.
There's collective, you know, inherited guilt. And I bucked up against that in Catholic school and everywhere else. It's like, no, I'm not going to bow. They're going to have to shoot me. Sorry. Not an invitation, but that's just the way I am. Stubborn. And my name, that's actually my name. Goad means to prod, to annoy.
Right, it does. I don't want to goad you on, yeah. No, that's such a good point. And so I want to talk to you. We'll have one more segment after this. We're going to go to break in just a minute. I want to ask you if there are any solutions that you think may be possible going forward. And also, we'll save. I know you we'll probably talk about this. So I want to give you enough time on the other side. But also, there's this concept of like that facts can be racist. And I think this is where you're exactly right, where you can say facts, and as long as they're true, people read into it, right? They go, you know, which I don't understand at all. And you talk about Asians upsetting the apple cart. I can say as a fact that's been studied that black people on average have a lower IQ than whites. And it's like, whoa, that's horrible. And then people go, well, you know, Asians have higher IQ than whites. And it's like, yes, that is also true. There's no hate in this when you're talking about science, right?
Well, I mean, it depends on who they encourage. They'll be the first to tell you that Asians have higher IQs, but deny that blacks. And again, I'd like to see any test where blacks have equal or higher IQs. I'm open-minded.
Right.
I can always change my mind, but when every test that's ever been done, there's never been a black person who's devised an IQ test where they score higher.
Right. And
it's one of those, I think Jared Taylor from American Renaissance, he was the first to ever have a video demonetized on YouTube.
Right.
And it was just about race and IQ. It's The Bell Curve is a book that changed my life because it enunciated patterns I'd started to notice when I was a hip hop fan in the late 80s and early 90s. Like, wow, a lot of these rappers I interview are dumb as hell.
All right. We'll be right back with Jim Goad. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped. Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, funding InfoWars. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostaguard, Windsor Palmetto, and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beets, concentrated beet extract, create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vaso Beats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
And gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. Of course, Prostaguard and Vaso Beats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the InfoWar and enrich your life. The cavalry is here.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of the program today, American Journal on InfoWars.com, brought to you entirely 100% by InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now to take advantage of the restocked and reloaded specials, up to 50% off some of our most popular products such as Bodies and Vaso Beats, 50% off. Please do go there and support us. We can continue to bring you these great shows, this groundbreaking news, and of course these spectacular guests. My guest this hour has been Jim Goad. His Twitter is at Jim Goad, G-O-A-D. His website is jimgoad.net, where you can buy his books. And if you buy them from that website, he will sign them before he sends them to you. It's a little extra bonus there. And if you want to watch his program, it's called Hardballs. It's, I can't say it without laughing. And it's on censored.tv, and you can use the promo code GOAD, G-O-A-D, for a discount to that subscription. So before we left off, sir, I was asking you about solutions. Are there any, or is it just about laughing while the world burns at this point? I don't know.
If a solution occurred to me, I'd share it. Mm. At the end of the Redneck book, I said, wait a minute, I thought just pointing out the problem was my job. Mm. I think I'm egomaniacal in some ways, but I don't really know if there's a solution. I'd like to see an example of a multicultural society in history working, or at least working when what was still the majority was considered Satan.
Mm.
I don't know. I think, again, it's all about guilt. Just accept whatever you're guilty of, but I was going to say deny, but that's a tricky word. They use that for all sorts of things, vaccine denial, climate denial, and it's gaslighting. But if you're not guilty, let's say white people alive today benefit from slavery in the 1600s to 1850. Black people don't. It's not better here than it is in sub-Saharan Africa. I've never seen it on video, but the legend is that when Muhammad Ali got back from what was then Zaire, I think it's now Democratic Republic of Congo, after he fought George Foreman, they said, champ, what did you think of Africa? And he said, thank God my granddaddy got on that boat. I mean, you've heard about voting with your feet. I mean, because there's Tim Wise, he's an anti-racist. He's basically a guy who hates white people for a living. And, he lives in, I think last I checked, like a 99.3% white neighborhood in, you know, somewhere in the Nashville area.
Yeah.
A lot of these people. But if black people really thought that they had it worse here than in the sacred motherland, they'd be getting on planes and boats, or they'd be swimming back.
Mm.
Actually, still, the net immigration is from Africa to here. Look at what people do. Don't listen to what they say.
Mm.
That's like all you need to know. And I think one thing that's like tragic and hilarious at the same time, Liberia, that was established, I think, by James Monroe in the 1820s, 1830s for ex-slaves to go to. And now we're receiving Liberian refugees. They messed it up.
Right.
What happens? Okay, Haiti. What happens when you kill all the white people? Haiti. if there's an example of where killing all the white people has led to a more prosperous society, I'd like to see it. Open challenge to the entire world. Nobody's been able to answer this question. I've been posing it for at least a quarter century. Name a majority black country on earth where blacks live longer and have a higher economic standard of living than in these here United States. One. The best people could come up with was, Bermuda, somewhere where there's like 20,000 people and the Dutch own it. You know, if that's the best you can do, well, that's but otherwise, I hate noticing, being blamed for noticing patterns. But when I was a Malcolm X reading, hip hop listening, can I use the W word? It's W plus the N word. Anyway, I think you get the point.
Yeah, yeah.
Wigger, that one's okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just started noticing patterns. It's like, wow, funny thing. They kind of poverty happens wherever they are. And especially whenever they're like the majority or like 100% of the population. That's colonialism. Okay. How was that happen? If it was Wakanda, I don't think you could have colonized it.
But there has been a severe downturn, right, in the last like 50 years. I have a clip. I don't think I have time to play it, but. It's a little compilation of all of these black people describing their lives in the 1940s and 50s. And honestly, they sound totally idyllic. One of them is actually Johnny Cochran, right? Famous civil rights, supporter and lawyer. And when they describe their lives in America and in South Philadelphia and all these places in the 1950s and 40s, they're like white picket fences and everybody was involved in school and the kids got together and played and there was no teen pregnancy and there was none of this. Not just majority, these were like entirely black communities in the 1950s that seemed to be, by their own accounts, doing quite well, quite happy, quite peaceful, quite everything. Since then, it's collapsed. I mean, 1959, 75% of black children had both their parents in their home. Now that number has inverted, where 75% of black children are born never knowing their father, at least without their father in their lives. So there has been a distinct downturn in the last 50 or 60 years, right?
As someone who went to journalism school, and I like the idea of journalism, and I know people, everyone brings their biases, but you at least try to be fair. From the stats I've seen, blacks had a lower illegitimacy rate than whites until the welfare state came along.
Right.
You mentioned South Philadelphia. I'm from the suburbs right outside of Southwest Philadelphia. But Camden, New Jersey, that's the example I always use. Before Rocky Marciano came along and became the only undefeated, like heavyweight to retire undefeated, one of the champs was Jersey Joe Walcott. Look up Jersey Joe Walcott, Camden. Camden, New Jersey, which is, it's like Philadelphia's toilet. It's right across the Delaware River from Philadelphia.
Right.
There's a picture of him in the early 50s when he was heavyweight champ. He has a zoot suit on. His wife is dressed to the nines with a pillbox hat and a veil. And they're walking the streets of Camden. You have the white shop owners. They're, you know, they've got brooms. They're cleaning up every speck of dirt right. In Camden. Now look at a picture of Camden, New Jersey now after progress and racial healing. It's post-apocalyptic.
Right.
There's the picture. Doesn't it look horrible to be black back then? Doesn't that look like the worst? Who would want to go there? Now, can your producer, is your producer deft and quick enough to bring up what can't, just look up Camden slum or Camden ghetto.
Oh yeah, we'll find one.
Yeah, it shouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
You can find videos on YouTube all the time. Camden's one of the few places. I'm an aficionado of slums, and that's kind of just nothing but boarded up houses. But it's funny to see a living person there, because when I went to the times I've toured through Camden, it's like nobody's even there.
Right.
It's like everyone's dead.
Nuts.
I remember driving through Camden about 5 or 6 years ago. There was a giant boat, like a 60-foot boat. Parked. Yeah, there's Camden now after progress.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so, I mean, denial and cognitive dissonance is a very powerful psychological, and people don't like to admit they're wrong, especially right. When they've gotten up on a soapbox and beaten their chest for a decade or so. That's going to be hard. I mean, it was a little hard for me, but when I started seeing the cracks, and it's like everywhere go black people go, there's poverty. Boy, all these rappers are dumb. And after a while, it's like, I'm sorry, like, racism isn't your only problem. It's probably not in the top 10.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I was the tolerant guy. When it was risky for a white guy to be tolerant, I was that guy.
Right.
I invited this is a blast from the past. There was this hippie musical called Godspell in the 70s where Jesus is this clown. And I played Jesus in Godspell, and I did it in Center City, Philadelphia. Three different productions of Godspell was Jesus. For my birthday, I invited the half-black cast out to my neighborhood, my all-white neighborhood, Clifton Heights, Pennsylvania. People wouldn't talk to me after that.
Right.
And this isn't thumping my chest. I just had a black girlfriend in the early 80s. And when it was like radical to have a Michael Jackson video on MTV, and the only people who gave us trouble for it were black dudes.
Interesting.
So when you could actually get harmed or ostracized for being tolerant, I was that guy.
Right.
Nothing about that's changed. It's just the world, you know, now I look like a Nazi to everybody. It's, like I said, the shaved head's from brain surgery, which is because the world's gotten insane. I haven't changed one belief. You know, that black people that are nice to me, I don't have a problem with anybody who doesn't have a problem with who I am.
Right.
And if everybody stuck to that, this crazy edgy guy, listen to me, I think there might be harmony. There might be a sliver of chance for it.
I use edgy as a compliment here, so don't get me wrong when I say you're edgy. I'm edgy too. I just you're slightly more edgy than myself. It's a good thing, and clearly very popular, and people love watching your show. So we've gotten a lot of feedback, even just from you announcing you were going to be on the show. We had people contacting us, go, hey, you're getting him on. Good job. So clearly you're doing something very right.
I'm like spotting a unicorn right now, like in especially like high profiles InfoWars. That's like rare. It's like a UFO sighting or something.
You know, the more other people don't want us to have someone on, the more I want them on across the board. So we are the dissidents here. So we'll have everybody and anybody. Thanks so much for coming on. My last question, is there any hope for a white people too demoralized? Is there going to be pushback now that they're going so far?
I think once they get hungry, literally hungry.
Physically hungry.
Okay.
Or someone they know gets harmed by a black person.
Mm.
If you watch Hardballs, like everybody I know who's white has been either raped or held at gunpoint or something.
Ooh,
violent.
JimGo.net is where you go to get his books.
70 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to, I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.